You had a ride recently, right?
Yes, huh?
In the airplane. Describe that experience. What was it like?
Well, once I got in, it was fine. But I had a little problem getting in. As I say, I always carried two cushions, and then I had my parachute hanging on down too. So when I got in, I was up about this high off the seat. Well, the BT I went in last year had no cushions. So I'm way down in there and trying to get my leg over and get down in, and it was a little problem. They were sort of pushing me from behind.
So how was the flight?
It was wonderful. Yeah, we flew all over around Sweetwater, and I was so amazed because at the time when I was at Sweetwater, there were none of these windmills, and it was just bare country where now it's so much is built up around there, and to see the landscape from a different view, and instead of just watching my instruments and landings and that, you know, it was entirely different.
Did you fly?
I flew just a little bit. I couldn't reach the pedals too well, so.
So what kind of feeling was that, to take the stick of that airplane all these years later?
Well, I thought I was real strong, but I had to really hang on to the stick. I mean, it was a little different.
But as a feeling, how much do you recall?
Yeah, the feeling of flying.
Huh?
Just the feeling of flying was great, yeah.
How wonderful.
But it's sort of like riding a bicycle, isn't it, Jane?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It all, used to be easy, but now it's a little trouble.
Carol, you know, obviously this doesn't happen with just the two of you and your two organizations.
No.
It takes a lot of other people involved. Yeah. Who are they? Where do they come from?
They come from all over. It takes a huge number of people for a museum. And our museum, we get no federal or state funds. We are maintained by donations and memberships. And we could not exist without volunteers. Jane was talking about when she comes every year for homecoming, she flies into DFW, and there are a group of volunteers that pick the wasp up as they come in. They're overnighted in private homes, then delivered to us in Sweetwater for homecoming, then taken back and put on their airplanes. It's all, I would imagine it would be, it's sad for us to see you leave Sweetwater. I bet it's really sad for them to see you leave Dallas. Uh-huh. And then there are people like Terry and his group. And when you were talking about when one of your principals visited the Wasp Museum, his name is Jim Johns, and he brought his wife. And as they're looking around, realizing we did not have a PT, a BT-13, Jim looked at his wife as they were going to get in the car, and he goes, you know, this museum needs one of these airplanes that we've been restoring. And he looked at his wife and said, we're going to restore an airplane for them, knowing that he had Terry's support at home. Uh-huh. And his quote was, this one's for the girls. And... this one truly is for the girls. It's become our mantra in all of the ups and downs of restoration. Uh-huh. Things go real well for a while, and Ingmar can tell that story too. Things that you think it's going to take off the next day, and a month later you're still sitting on the taxiway. Uh-huh. But this one truly is for the girls.
Uh-huh. When you say for the girls, you're also talking, as we mentioned earlier, about all the young women and women since then, and who now, I mean, here at Oshkosh, with the Young People's Program, I mean, they've, a couple of million flights of young people who inspire both boys and girls, young men and women, to fly, and you're right at the base,
at the base
of this whole program.
And at homecoming, the EAA Young Eagles send their planes from Abilene. Abilene has an EAA chapter. Bill Johnson is one of those pilots. How many, from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock?
Thank you.
This is Bill Johnson, who is on our board of directors. Bill is our pilot. We go, it's just Bill, and Bill's the pilot, but he is responsible. From the inception of our museum, Bill has been a part of that, invaluable to us. And when the young eagles come, Bill flies with them. And how many young people between the ages of 8 and 17 did you all fly on that Saturday morning?
We'll usually fly 40 or 50 or more each year.
And in our area that's agricultural, mainly agricultural and rural, these pilots bringing these planes are usually the first time these kids have ever been in an airplane.
Right.
And they probably won't have the opportunity of being in an airplane again for a long, long time.
Unless the bug bites.
Exactly. Yeah. And the parent will step up. And that's the reason this plane is so important. I mean, it generates interest not only in the children, but it generates interest in the parents.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Bill, how fulfilling an experience is this for you?
It's really a tremendous experience, and I so look forward to flying this airplane in Sweetwater. As you can see, it's just a beautiful example, and Terry and Ingemar and their group have done a fabulous job, and the museum is going to be so very proud of it, and I'm going to be honored to fly it, and I hope we fly it a lot.
Good. Well, welcome to Oshkosh. What we're going to do now is, if everybody would stay in the grandstands, we've got microphones for you all to ask questions, and Ingemar and Bill and the team are going to be here with Jane around the airplane to answer your questions about the BT-13 in just a moment. Jane, thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor meeting you.
You're awesome.
May I introduce one more person?
Yes, ma'am.
An integral part of our museum is our new director, Ann Hobing, and Ann has been in our museum for the last 3 months. So, Ann, I think there's a microphone if you want to just say hello.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much. I'll take just a couple seconds, but I just wanted to thank the American Aviation Heritage Foundation for doing this work. Like Carol said, I've only been with the museum just over 3 months, so being here is really wonderful. It's been fabulous to have all the support of volunteers and the generosity of donors, and have wonderful people who are really inspired, like I am, by Jane and the WASP. So thank you very much for being here today, and thanks to Terry and Ingemar and their team.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you to you, Jane, Carol, Terry, everybody. And feel free to ask questions. Ingemar, join us up here if you would. Bill, join us up here around the airplane if you would. This is the man right here. Knows every inch of this airplane. So feel free to ask questions, and the mics are out there. Nice to meet you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Connie Bolin again. Ingemar, I want to ask you, this BT-13 is a special airplane. I've only flown a BT-13 once. You fly a T-6 as well.
Yes.
Let's start by telling us the transition between this airplane and the T-6 and how they use this in training.
Well, the BT was the first warbird that I ever flew, and that was pretty exciting. Then I got into the AT-6, which was also exciting, and also I got involved the air shows with the Japanese Kate. They made that for the Tora Tora movie, which was actually a T-6 and a BT-13 put together, and I flew that a lot of air shows. That was exciting.
Well, Jane, let's go back to you. You flew the BT and the T-6. Is that is correct? Did you have a preference? The one you were in?
I liked the AT-6.
That's pretty.
It was a little quieter, and it was a little easier to get into, too. And I liked the retractable landing gear. They were both nice airplanes, but as I say, we flew this one mostly for instruments, so I didn't have quite as much experience just like cross country and that by myself in it as I did in the 6. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of partial to the 6, so you won't offend me by saying that is great. Yeah.